This space was downloaded via spacesdown.com. Visit to download your spaces today.
Hey, yo, your man, and yo, your man, yo, D, I respect the ball.
I knew you was going to start a space.
Because I couldn't even get my shit on. Because D knows. D knew. Yo, word to my mother, I love D. I love D so much because D knows. You know what? State, I can't let him up right now because I know what he's going to say. And he might speak out of turn and somebody's going to feel some type of way. So he's trying to protect me from myself. And I respect it. I respect it. Look, I'm letting everybody come up here. We can all talk. This is an open panel. I respect it. 99 Cent, Knicks at Night, I respect it. D, I love you. I'm not muting nobody tonight. It's quiet. Matter of fact, I'm going to invite co-hosts. Look, I give you and Papa Lev. Look, invite co-hosts. Look, so we don't have no discrepancies tonight. But D, you trying to save niggas who shouldn't be saved. Stop trying to save niggas who shouldn't be saved. Why? But-
Hey, listen.
What? Hey, listen. What? Let me talk real quick, D. Because I couldn't talk in your space.
You're right.
Let me talk. Hold on, D. I'm going to let you rock. I ain't going to talk no more.
Go ahead.
Why? Who do you think you are? Where you could come to a D space and waste his time and talk that bullshit when you know we want to talk that real shit. What's the real shit that we want to talk about? We want to talk about that real shit that Papa Left was talking about just now. And y'all motherfuckers want to talk about that bullshit. I don't want to talk about that bullshit. That's why D space stopped. Because I couldn't ask the real shit.
So Steve, can I just say something real quick? There's a benefit of the doubt thing with the lanyard. But when I saw the photos, the extra photos.
The photo. Yo. This is what's damning to me. Hold on. Yo, Papa Lev, I love you. This is what's damning to me. Can you go to Papa Lev? Facebook? Or Instagram, or anywhere, and can you find Papa Left and a pair of Brooklyn Nets shorts? Can you find it?
So ridiculous.
That is absolute blasphemous. That you're wearing a Boston Celtics. You wearing it next to your heart like you one of them little babies out there. You're a little baby. You just want to wear it next to your heart. And that's what makes it more egregious. Because you bought a little keychain. Nigga, I go to the 99 Cent store right now. And I get a keychain. This shit going to say 99 Cent store, my nigga. How do you get a keychain? And you telling me you in Philly. And you saying, yeah, you know what? I'm going to get this Boston Celtics keychain because it looks. Are you fucking kidding me? There is no plan. Yo, this is why.
It's indefensible. The more he defends it, the worse it gets.
Yo. Another thing. This is why negative Knicks Twitter. Yo, Knicks Homer. And you my nigga, Knicks Homer. And I'm telling this to you personally, my nigga.
Shout out to the Skechers, by the way.
You better leave negative Knicks Twitter alone, my nigga. You better leave me, Papa Left. I better not see you retweet none of our tweets, my nigga. If we talking dirty, my nigga. Because we real Knicks fans. You bitch ass nigga. I love you, my nigga, but we real Knicks fans. Papa Left is a real Knicks fan. Stop doing that shit to us, my nigga. Stop that shit, my nigga. Yeah, I'm you laughing. Stop that shit, my nigga. I love you, my nigga. Stop that, my nigga. Papa Left a real Knicks fan, my nigga. Jay is a real Knicks fan. Why is you targeting real Knicks fans who want to win a championship? You don't see me with a Boston Celtics little trinket. I call it a trinket.
Negro, yo, did you... Wait, hold on. Did you not get the... Wait, hold on, Billy. Did you not did you not understand the point of what just happened in the other space? That's the whole reason why Homer trolls y'all. Bro, the whole, yo, if we can't joke on each other, then I don't know what to tell y'all. Y'all hey, niggas is doomed.
I blame y'all.
I'm going to joke on y'all niggas 24-7 for the next 60 years. And then I'm going to tell y'all, shout out to Homer. Shout out to him for the sketches. And the same thing he told me. Like, yo, I'm going to tell y'all that I love y'all at the end of the day. But like, yo, come on, son. Like, State, you just crucified the man that you are about to beat. Like, that's
y'all made Smooth. Y'all know that, right? Y'all like, did this. Y'all yo, made him.
Yo,
Smooth
chill. Yo, I'm gonna keep it a buck.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna keep it a buck. Yeah, I'm gonna say this. Let me just say this, and then I'm gonna shut up.
Smooth was here before. A lot
left,
of people.
Left. Let me.
Yeah, he said he started Spaces.
Left. Let me just. I don't care about all that. Like, all that shit is irrelevant. like, what are we doing, bro? Let me say this one thing: if we can't joke for the next 40 years on each other, then I don't know what to tell y'all niggas. I will joke on y'all niggas. I will flame y'all niggas. I will have fun with y'all niggas. I will excuse myself out of those conversations.
And yeah, but Deej, I don't think this is, it's funny, but it's really not a laughing matter. It's really not.
How are you
going to
say it's not funny?
It's funny, but it's not a laughing matter. It's strange.
Bro, you literally are the definition of it's not funny. Like, people literally despise you because shit is not funny, and you're going to tell me that's not funny. Like, bro,
it's funny, but it's not a laughing matter. I can't explain it better than that. I don't know how else to say.
Y'all are way too soft. Y'all are acting. As Knicks fans, y'all are acting mad soft.
As what?
If Homer
cursed, as what? Wait, hold on. What'd you say? As what?
As Knicks fans.
Oh, okay.
I see what you're doing. I see. All right, I'm shutting up. He got it.
That was pretty good right there. Jeez, ain't gonna,
well played. I just don't get the photo shoots, like the team photo shoots. Like, that's the thing for me that's kind of like extra. But like, yo, there's not a person here that can't say like, yo, I got that fitted because it matches my fit. You get what I'm saying? But at the same time, I'm not wearing a fucking Brooklyn Nets hat ever, dog. You get what I'm saying? So that's to me where we really got to get to the bottom to. Because the lanyard thing is just the gateway. You get what I'm saying? That's the first step. Everything else is in question for me.
But it's not even that, man. It's the none of the stories say the same. When I literally asked him, I literally asked Smooth, man, why did you get a Boston Celtics lanyard? He said, I had to hurry up and get something for my keys. And then I jokingly said, why? Was you worried about your keys running away? What was such a rush? Now, Papa comes up in there and asks him the same shit. And then all of a sudden, I always get shit to match my fucking gear. Nigga, that's not what you just told me 30 minutes ago. But all of a sudden, this is when the fucking kumbaya speeches and shit comes. And everybody's upset and everybody's mad. And fuck y'all this and fuck y'all that. I support y'all. Just don't lie. Like, you don't even have to lie to me. This ain't real.
He's got a point, though. Like, it can't just, like, bro, it's a joke. You get what I'm saying?
It's a joke.
Like, it's a goddamn lanyard.
But anyway.
It's a lanyard. We're not even arguing about a jersey.
I think the Nets thing is something that has to really be held accountable, bro. Because if you were a Nets fan and you just now become a Knicks fan, bro, we got beef. You get what I'm saying? Because that's not a transition that you're allowed to just fucking come and do. Like, it's all normal and shit. So I just feel like that is a more treacherous offense. So whoever is a Knicks fan, quote unquote, that used to be a Nets fan, you got real problems.
Bro, and all these teams are fucking rivals of the Knicks. The Nets, Celtics, Philly, Miami.
Listen, I'm all for exposing all the frauds, man. Get them the fuck
he
out
just,
of here.
He
man.
Also said he didn't get the Miami Heat lanyard because he don't like the Heat. You don't like the Celtics.
I'm on Longridge.
But again,
Longridge
it's kick. All fucking banter.
I'm on Llama.
I just don't understand why Smooth was in the sun like that with the Celtic shit on. That shit, that really bothered me. Like,
hey, yo, hey, I feel like, hold on, order in the court. We will now.
We ain't never gonna have fun. As Nick,
we will now have these moments in Nick's Twitter where we hold anybody in court. I can be a person who can be held in court. I'm pleading insanity every time. I'm telling y'all right now, insanity. I'm out my fucking mind. If I say something crazy, I am out my fucking mind. That is State not being in his right mind. Yes, I'm pleading insanity. I'm crazy. I don't care. I don't care about who got a take or anything like that. If I say some dumb shit, I'm pleading insanity, so you can't take me to court. I'm telling y'all before we go to court.
Hey, real quick, because I want to make sure. Cause y'all stupid. I posted this on a Jumbotron. Shout out to Naima. This is me, right? This is me when Malia was first born. I got a Bulls bucket hat on. Smooth, you can kill me.
Why you got a Bulls bucket hat on, man? We gotta press you, man. Why you got a Bulls bucket hat on, man?
Hey, shout out Michael Jordan.
You don't gotta do this, bro.
Hey, listen, nah, he gotta do it, man.
Wait, let me finish and then y'all can jump me. I'm a big boy.
Okay, go ahead.
The point of me posting this, again, shout out to Naima. I told her to post it. I'm trying to make it sure, make it look like everybody is relatable.
That said Celtics, C-E-L-T-I-C-S.
Listen, shut up, Lev. The point that I'm making is that anybody could get joked on. So I'm going to drop. Shut up now. I'm going to turn my mic on. Y'all can get me. It's a Bulls bucket hat.
It's a Bulls bucket hat. All right. So let me explain this to you, D, when you're trying to make good of everybody. First of all, you could make the excuse that Michael Jordan got 6-0 in the finals. You can make the excuse that the Bulls, their apparel, you can wear any Jordans that you want and they will look good. You can make an excuse for a Bulls apparel.
Jesus is a baby.
I know he bullshitting me because he trying to make Smooth look good. Let's say, man, D, man, Jordan is 6-0 in the finals. That man has won a lot of championships. That man has a fucking sneaker line that's going to live for the rest of our lives. You cannot make that excuse. You cannot make that excuse for Smooth wearing a Celtics. Lazard, what is it called again? A Lazard,
yes, that's what it's called.
It's called a Lazard.
Yeah, man, that's the receiver for the Jets, dog. It's called a lanyard, bro.
A lanyard. He's wearing a Celtics lanyard in a picture where he's smiling to the utmost.
He's way too happy for me. Way too happy.
You're way too happy. I'm a Knicks content creator. So you know what I did, Smooth, years ago? I made sure, before I step in this realm, that I deleted any pics that I had in the past with any type of sports apparel that did not say Knicks, bro. Y'all don't do y'all homework. Y'all don't take this seriously.
That's not fair.
What the fuck you mean it's not fair?
That's not fair.
He's not grown then. I don't want to hear that.
You just saying you're not grown.
I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that, Papa Lev. I swear to God, I don't want to hear that. I swear to God, I ate bread with syrup, with butter. I don't want to hear that, Papa Lev. I don't want to hear that. Papa Lev, give me something better, bro.
I never had a syrup sandwich, I'll admit that. But look.
All right, so if you didn't have a syrup sandwich, we can't speak. Because I don't want to hear this man give me an excuse upon why he does what he do. You're a Celtics fan.
That is disrespectful. No Nick person in Nick Landon would have a Celtics. What is that, a Lazard? It's a Lazard. A Lazard? What are we calling it? A Lazard?
A lanyard.
A lanyard.
Lanyard.
A lanyard. A lanyard. All right, so we got a lanyard. Lazard, yeah.
Yo. I don't even know if that's a word.
What, Lazard?
That's a last name, bro.
That's a name, bro.
Please, that's a name. He's not even pronouncing it right.
First name Allen, last name Lazard.
Yeah, Lazard. He's saying
there's
Lazard.
There's no Z like, in this state. No Z in this.
Saying like a Godzilla shit. Go ahead, State. My bad.
No. Yo, my fault, yo, man. Lazard, man. He'll be all right. You hear me?
Y'all see that? Like, here's, yo, here's what threw
me. Can I just say something real quick?
Wait,
here's what really threw me.
I just there was State there, I'm, for a pronouncing,
wake up,
wait,
I wake
for
up,
pronouncing like, something, bro. Like,
it's yo, D's, real quick. I wake ahead, up. Man. It's like 1 a.m., right? My dog is shitting on the floor. I got to clean up his shit. I go on my phone. I see a space popping. I see all these AI photos of Smooth and different hats and whatnot. And I'm like, yo, this is hilarious. Then I see like everybody in the space, 200 comments. And then Bruce Wayne, like in the middle, I'm watching it, I'm enjoying it, it's funny. And then Bruce Wayne posted Smooth in a flat out like,
yo, Bruce Wayne, Bruce Wayne, Bruce Wayne
Instagram photo shoot. And I was like, this is
pop
real.
Left, pop left, I got a question. Bruce Wayne or Clark Kent?
Yeah, I'm not that guy. I'm the basketball guy that knows what a short corner is. But I'm not that guy.
Stop them to ask that silly.
Well, then fuck you. Let me go to the next one. Bruce Wayne or Clark Kent? I need the answer.
There's no relevancy to this. I just want to know.
Absolutely, is relevancy to this. Papa Left, you need to make sure that you watch your animes. You make sure you go to your crib.
That's not my lifetime, chick, bro. It's not going to happen.
Well, motherfucker, you better make it your lifetime. Now you on state time. You better make it your lifetime.
I really don't have to, though.
No, you do have. You have to in my space. Yes.
You really
I cannot
try to
mute you.
Me
yes.
The co-host. That's crazy.
I don't care. You had to in MySpace.
Look how chubby I was.
I don't give a fuck how chubby you was.
This was 9 years ago.
You better
Holy
make
shit.
Sure. Yo, Papa Left.
I'm not doing. Sure. I'll do superheroes or anime. I'm not doing both.
All right. So do superhero anime for me.
All right.
Real quick. This was the do the right thing block party, y'all. That was fat. Jesus Christ. Thank God for that.
So Papa Left, I want you to watch.
Bro,
yo,
Papa Left. Hate on you if you just keep hating on yourself, bro.
Papa Left, I want you to watch Batman for me. Papa Left, I want you to watch Batman for me, okay?
Batman?
I'm still kind of.
I watched The Dark Knight, but that was for cinematic purposes.
Motherfucker, I didn't say Dark Knight. Motherfucker, I said Batman. Let me tell you what's Batman to watch.
I kind of look like Black Penguin in this picture.
I want you to watch the cartoon version of Batman, okay?
I'm not watching a cartoon right now.
My nigga, you going to watch a fucking... It's my nigga, you going to watch the cartoon Batman, bro. It's not a cartoon, though.
You're asking me to relive some nostalgia that I can't... You can't do that.
Yo, you that's sound like a person who don't put Sassoon
like
on their chicken.
Hold on. That's like
you fucking me up, Papa Life.
Class. If my first grade class want to watch a movie and I put on like... Hey Arnold or some shit.
Why would I put on Hey Arnold with the first great movie, Papa Left? Come on.
Because you asking me to relive some nostalgia you went through as a kid.
That kid in the picture, he stepped on my shoes like 5 minutes after that. I was
you're Papa Left. You fucking... Matter of fact, I got a good question. What movie
do you put on
for your kids? No, hold on. What movie do you put on for your kids? I would like to know.
How old are your kids?
And how old are they? Yes, great question.
I thought it was just a rhetorical.
Yes, I'm talking to you, motherfucker.
Y'all think I would have went to jail if I stepped on a kid's shoes?
I don't know. Look, whatever's free on YouTube, I put it on. But look.
No, I don't want to hear that.
He's absolutely right. He's absolutely right.
The fuck?
Absolutely right.
There was a turtle movie, The Turtles, and they were like turtles, and they were cartoon turtles, and the kids fucking loved it. Kind of like how Smooth was like, ooh, green Celtics shirt. This looks nice.
I'm literally wearing a bucket hat that cost us a championship. Nobody want to talk about that? No? No? Nobody?
Nobody gives a fuck.
All right.
What are y'all
I
doing?
I just want, I, honestly, as Smooth's friend, I just want to know, like, just once and for all, what's the motivation? Like, why the Patriots? Why the Angels? Is he an Angels fan because his first name is Angel? Like, I just want to know these answers. I didn't get a chance to hear it, so I just want to hear it from him. That's my only thing. Like, I just, it hurt my heart seeing the Celtics photo shoot. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, I'm Ravens, Yankees, Knicks.
Yeah, but there's a reason for that. And do you want to explain that? Why you're a Ravens fan?
You want me to?
Sure.
My mom's from Maryland.
Okay, so that's normal. Smooth.
Damn, nobody want to roast
Boston?
Me?
Deez, you don't have like, to do this, man. You don't.
I'm a Louisville fan in college. What the fuck?
We all see what you're doing, Deez. You don't have to do this, man.
What are we doing,
bro? Yo, twin, you see how fat I was? That was
I see a twin, but like, come on, man.
Y'all take the cape off, man. Stop playing cat and save them.
Yeah, man. Nobody's gonna roast you, bro.
Yo, the glow up was real. Look at no.
And I'm not saying save him. I'm saying save everybody. Sometimes they just gotta. It is what it is.
But Smooth, as far as I can,
Michael Jordan had 55.
Smooth had Moselle defending him. He had Ari defending him. He had Vince defending him. I defended him until I saw that photo shoot. So it's like
Ari didn't even believe him.
Michael Jordan, but no lawyer has Michael Jordan to have 55 on the Knicks. Ari's a sleazebag. Just
throwing that out there. He had 55 on the Knicks. I got a bucket.
So can I ask y'all a question? What are the actual rules then? I feel like we got to break this down. Like, what are the rules?
Well, me personally, I got like all my fit, like 90% of my fitteds are Yankee hats, right? But I got all different color Yankee hats and shit. You know what I'm saying? If I don't wear Yankee hats, I wear the fucking Gorm.
Yeah, I got the same thing with Knicks but hats, all different
other,
color.
Other
Knicks
than hats. That, I mean, that's just me. You know what I'm saying? I don't like. I got.
All
I
right,
got,
let's put it
I
like this. So, Billy,
Kobe,
I got a
Lord
great
Marion
answer.
And
I got
shit
a great
like
answer.
That, but
you ready? You ready for this?
Yeah, it's fine.
Break it down. Here's how. This is how you break it down. If you break it down to a little kid, if I walk into a classroom, right? And I'm wearing a Knicks jersey or a Knicks jacket. What does a second grade kid ask me? You're a Knicks fan, right? So it's literally that simple. If you feel proud and bold enough to walk outside representing the logo of a team, then you must deal with the assumption that you are that fan. And then when you get questioned on that, you better have some. You're going to look like an idiot. There's no way around it. There's no way around. Oh no, I just like the colorway. Just shut up.
You know what's so funny?
Yo, I just
you know
like the so colors.
You know what's so funny about having a kid? So like, isn't the lady supposed to get fat? Like I had a kid and I got fat. I went from a twig.
Hey, you're having a moment right now, Deez. I think maybe.
Hey, Deez, when my baby's mother had my last one, I had all the symptoms, so I get it.
Yep. Yeah, that's just real, bro. That's just actually real.
I get it. I had all the symptoms, bro.
So one more question, right? Like,
good move, twin. Good move.
If you have a favorite player that's on another team, right? Would buying their jersey be acceptable or no?
My favorite player was never a Nick. Like after Ewan, my favorite player was never a Nick. I never got his jersey though. My favorite
was
player
it was Paul Pierce?
No, it was Garnett actually. But I never got his jersey. But I like the Garnett.
I don't want to hear anymore.
Hey, you want to hear a funny
I'm like
thing?
The Garnett ever since Minnesota.
My last name is Garnett. Maybe I'm a Celtics fan too.
All right, so looking back at it, would you or even now, would you get a Garnett jersey?
Nobody cares. Are you talking to me?
No, I don't get other jerseys.
Nobody cares that my last name is Garnett.
No, we don't give
that's
a fuck.
Cool, Deez. Like I'm bro, you listen, man on fire. It's cool. But not because I'm just looking at it because I don't know if
fire is crazy.
I don't know if it's like a generational thing,
it is a generational thing because most of y'all don't like team. Most of the young generation don't like teams. They like favorite players.
My last name literally spelled.
Nah, like that. I think it's like you always got to match what you're wearing. Feel me? So it's like if you got some Aquas on and you told me like, "Yo, I'm gonna wear a Hornets jersey," like I wouldn't be mad at you. If you had a Kemba jersey, I wouldn't be mad at you. You get what I'm saying? So it's like when it comes to that. That aspect of it, I don't feel like you're breaking a rule. Like,
let's say that again. Say that again.
If I got a Charles Barkley jersey, y'all want me to post it? I'm set tripping.
Hold on. Say that again.
I'm saying, bro, if you got like a fit, right? Let's just say to this point. Let's just say Smooth wants to be like a model or whatever.
Nobody cares that I got a Suns jersey.
And he's got some fire ass Aquas, and he's like, yo, you know what? I got this throwback Kemba. I'm gonna throw on. You get what I'm saying? Or I got
a throwback Kemba jersey from Charlotte Hornets.
None of you care that I have a Charles Barkley jersey. All right,
so nobody cares about
that. All right. Look, it's Raid. Let me ask you a question. There's two types of people that you're describing. One person is a hot boy who's like fashionable and trying to like go out and step out and make a statement. The other person that you're describing is a diehard Knicks fan. At some point, right? At some point, you become so enveloped in your fandom that you can't go out and make that statement anymore. It's not about you. It's about the community. It's about people at large. It's about what you represent.
You don't even want somebody asking you about another team.
That's what I'm saying. It's bigger than fashion, man. Either you're a hot boy or you're a Knicks fan. And the reason why we're Knicks fans is because we're not.
That's
hot.
Facts.
We're not hot boys. We're not doing that.
I'm technically not a hot boy, but the bucket hat looked good.
Nah, but we not doing
but
that, though.
But that's the point. Even when you put on that bucket hat, there was a feeling you got when you put it on. Like, what the fuck am I doing? All right, it looked hot, but, like, what the fuck am I doing here?
Yo, was that a Steelers hat? Was that a 49ers hat? What kind of hat was it?
I plead the fifth. Y'all.
I plead the fifth. So shut the fuck up, fan. Worry about fanning. A lot of you dudes on this app, y'all COVID season Knicks fans.
Y'all
fighting it. Y'all fighting
grade,
it. I'm
I
not
went
a COVID.
To Lids and I saw this throwback Kansas City Kings before they went to Sacramento.
Papa ain't giving a fuck who's talking right now. He gonna get his stories out.
No. I love Papa Love. I don't give a shit. That's why I made
Kansas City, Kansas City Kings, the Kings, the old Kings, the powder blue. That shit was fire. And I was in seventh grade. And the reason why I felt like I had the liberty to do it is because Sacramento Kings, first of all, it wasn't really the Sacramento Kings. It was the Kansas City Kings. They weren't in existence anymore, right? And number two, the Kings don't have anything to do with the Knicks. There's a level to this, and Smooth just jumped right all over it, and he was like, "Celtics lanyard, I'm gonna wear a Celtics shirt. I'm a Celtics
hat. The most disrespectful
Celtics belt buckle. I'm gonna wear. I'm like, just ridiculous."
Can I ask y'all a question? I guess I'm gonna play. Yeah. Now. Fuck it. If it was somebody who wasn't embedded in the Knicks community. That wore a fucking Boston.
We wouldn't care. We wouldn't care. Yo,
there you go.
I answered
that. My point exactly.
We wouldn't care. You know what, Billy? This is why I have a battle with random Avies. This is why I don't respect you, random Avies.
No, you can't say that shit. You just
no.
Said
yes,
earlier,
I can, motherfucker.
You said earlier today that you dropped that shit.
No, but I wouldn't have it out there like this right now if it was a random Avi as compared to Smooth. You get what I'm saying? So Smooth is
absolutely
a person
not.
That I know.
I don't.
Smooth is a person that I know he's trying to get into what we doing right now. I'm throwing him the bone right now. All he got to do is just take it, bite the fucking bone, and just go do whatever he wants with it. Oh, and also, I'm taking advantage of what's hot right now. A lot of you Nick content creators don't understand what's hot right now. What's hot right now?
What are you saying?
What's hot right now?
You know
now,
the Knicks played a back-to-back, right? I ain't spoken that motherfucking neither game. I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a shit. You know why I don't give a shit?
Because
Tibbs is the coach.
They're not at full strength.
No, Tibbs is the coach. He's a bitch. I only care about what Tibbs do in the playoffs. Shit. And I don't give a fuck about the regular season when it comes to the Knicks. That's why. How don't get me get negative.
Oh, you went back to oh, you went back to yeah, old
please
state.
Please don't talk about the Knicks, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Please you went back don't, to old don't state. Get me back there.
My bad. I'm sorry. Yeah, I did that.
I wore a Charles Barkley jersey to
Hey, shut the fuck up.
Yo, wait, okay, but was it like the away one or was it the alternate? Because that's actually fire.
It was the black and orange alternate, and the Jeep behind me is literally black and orange.
What's going on, State?
Oh, my God. Yo, Mentality, do you ever rest on Tibbs? Like, bro, it's 3 o'clock, yo, bro. It's a joke. Bro. Yo, no, wait, hold on. Let me talk to
you. My bad.
Nah, because y'all niggas got me fucked up at 3 a.m. Mentality, if you can't accept a joke about Tibbs while I got on a Bulls bucket hat at 2:45 a.m. Eastern time, I will drop you. And you can harass me. I will block you. I won't even acknowledge that you exist. That's how much we don't give a fuck about you talking about Tibbs right now. That's me flaming Mentality. And guess what he's going to say? Fuck you, Deej. Fuck you, Deej.
No, I'm not going to say fuck you, Deej. I'm gonna say talk about Tibbs at 3 o'clock in the morning. And it's New York karate chop, nung fu, karate chop to the ribs, bro.
Through the mute?
That's the whole point, man. We got to be able to flame each other and then just keep it at that, man.
No, everybody don't know how to flame.
I need a everybody case on come from
everybody that can't play this game.
Everybody didn't come from that coach.
I'm about to post it, Charles Barkley.
Hey, Edge, you can go back to your order. Edge, the trial is over. You can take the suit off, bro.
Yo, I'm in the fucking electrical room in the fucking airport right now. Stop playing with me.
Hey, Rick almost fucked our whole witness up. Wait, Rick said, oh, so you're not.
Do any of you guys have like Tibbs socks, Tibbs pajamas, bro, a Tibbs blanket, a Tibbs pillow, anything Tibbs related in your household?
Hold on now, NYK. I got some Tibbs apparel for you. Just go to the website, bro. Just go to the website and I got you. Whatever you need made, I got you. I'm not here to battle you. I feel like you and Edge.
Hold you on. Sound don't evil right now, bro.
Hold on. Oh, see. You talking over me. You and Edge is the same kind of Knicks fan. Me and you is the same kind of Knicks fan. We all want to win the championship. I don't want to battle you, brother. You got it. You trying to make it a battle and nobody want to battle. Like, literally.
No, it's not a battle, bro. But you sound my evil nigga, right now.
Yo, my nigga. I didn't unmute everybody for you to instantly talk, bro. I didn't. I love you, Nick. I love you. Yo, NYK, I love you, bro. This is why I allow you to come up on my spaces and talk. I love you.
I'm not going to lie. I look like I could take somebody's girlfriend in this picture. Maybe I shouldn't post it.
You think you too handsome. You need to post an uglier picture, motherfucker.
My beard is disgusting in this, but the Jeep with the Charles Barkley matching.
You think you too handsome, motherfucker. But with that said...
All right, I just want to say before I leave, Smooth, relax. Smooth is the original Knicks space host, and he deserves.
Yo, no, he's not, bro. Stop doing this before I get on my main character syndrome.
He definitely is, though. He definitely is.
No, he's not.
I 100%.
I'm the first to everything. I'm the reason why y'all talk to each other. I'm the reason why you is on a space with D right now. I'm the reason why D could do a space with what? What?
I knew who Smooth was before I knew who you were.
Technically, I never had a problem with
Lou. I knew who Deej was before I knew who you were.
Yeah, that's true.
Now that's when we remove Lefty. Now he playing with me. He playing with my gangster.
I disagree with him.
No, he playing with my gangster. He playing with my Lefty. Stop playing with me, bro. Stop playing with me before I was. Yo, stop playing
you
with me.
You don't want to hear a funny story? Yo, funny story time.
Stop playing with me, bro.
Yo, wait. Yo, bring Left back up. Funny story time. Yo, I'm walking into the Knicks fan TV. Papa Left's at the door. He's like doing all the signatures and what have you, you know, for people to get up in there. And I'm like, he don't even realize it was me. So I didn't say nothing. I just walked by. Then he said, hey, you got an invitation?
Yo.
He didn't know who I was, bro.
Yo, y'all be talking about.
No,
and Knicks homer. You wasn't at the gathering the other night, Knicks homer.
Negro, this is why. Miami.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I'm calling everybody out. I don't give a shit. You wasn't at the fucking gathering. I come in there with the garbage bag, nigga. I come in there with the garbage bag. Where is Knicks homer? Where is the garbage bag? I'm calling everybody out.
Yo, when I'm mad. I'm mad. It's 3 a.m. Y'all having a muted space. What the fuck are we doing? But we gotta hear.
I'm not muting shit.
Well, technically,
I'm not muting shit.
Technically, you pressed the red button.
Where's your man's at? Why is Knicks homer not in the gathering?
What are you?
This is why.
What are you talking about?
Hey, State, I got to say one thing and I'm going to sleep. Can I just say that one thing, brother?
Oh, yeah, you can say whatever you want, man.
State, I love you, bro.
I press the red button. Yo, stop. Yo. I need people to stop saying one more thing. Because I be lying and y'all be lying too. That's all. We got to stop.
No, I'm not lying. You guys woke me up out of my dreams and turned it into a Dibs nightmare. I'm telling the truth when I say one more thing. State, I'm learning from you on the ability to market. You're a genius, bro. I don't know if you've slandered Dibs more than...
You're not. Yo, come on, ha. I'm from Harlem, ha.
Yo, listen. I don't know how many times you slandered
Dibs. Yo, ha.
I see you selling his shirts. I think I might start selling...
Yo, my nigga.
Future mentality is going to start selling toxic
dirt. Nah.
I'm going to spin the block on toxic.
Oh, nah.
Homer came up, see? That's what you get. Because his sketches was fucking fire.
Yeah, I know he came up. I did that on purpose. See, I know how to get the people jumping.
His sketches, by the way, was fire.
D, I know what to say. Okay. I know what to say to get under their skin.
That's between y'all.
No, ain't nothing between us. I did it on purpose because I wanted to talk shit because I'm tired of me coming up here and a lot of you motherfuckers don't come up here and y'all don't fucking speak. I'm sick of that shit. Homer.
Yo,
my God, what's good, King? What's up, man?
Yo, it's too late for you to be acting like this, my nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yo,
like,
my nigga, I'm sauce, my nigga. Can I just call y'all out and make sure y'all niggas come up here and speak, my nigga?
Nigga, we can't speak when it's muted, motherfucker.
Yeah, you better not mute, Homer.
I was about to be out to listen and start talking crazy, State, man. Relax, bro. I'm not even talking crazy. But you know what's crazy, though? I ain't come to the event. And I still gave away mad merch. Like, what type of nigga am I, son? Like, think about that. I gave away mad merch for the event, and I wasn't even nowhere near there. But, you know what I mean? I saw you did your thing. You gave Monica some shit, so that's lit. But, you know what I mean? You ain't got to call me out. It's too late for that, bro.
I'm not calling you out, man. Yo, I hate y'all niggas with this.
That's all you wanted to, real talk. That's all you wanted to say to Homer. Like, ha ha, I got Monica. Like, nigga.
I already know. Hey, you know what? Stay can't lie. I was giving him mad love the whole fucking time. The whole time I was telling him he was winning this shit. So,
Homer, yo, you my man, bro.
You don't know who his customers are. He probably selling that shit to Randall himself.
I know. Yo, listen to me. I'm going to keep it 100 with y'all. I'm trying to get the Randall right now. Because I want to be the first. I ain't going to lie. I want to be the first. Yes, I want to be the first person to have Randall walk through that little MSG whatever bullshit, and he wears some State merch. I want to be the first. I ain't gonna.
We can let Big Nick Energy have the iHeart shit that just happened the other day, but let's make a bet though. Like, who could get a Knicks player in their merch first?
Wait, I know you're not making that bet with me, bro. You making that bet with me?
Yeah.
Nigga, he's talking to you. Make the bet.
Hey, yo,
just one competition.
I like that.
I like that.
Yeah, I got you within these next 3 weeks. Before this week, I'm telling you, within these next 3 weeks.
You giving yourself a time limit like that? Nah, give yourself longer than that.
Nigga, I don't need longer. Nigga, you need longer. That's what you. That's why.
Didn't you get blocked by the nigga wife? You know how much shit you got to go through.
My nigga, it don't matter if I got blocked by his wife. You don't know what I'm doing behind the scenes. That's why I'm cool with if the young family.
Yo, real cool. Nigga, fuck, right?
Homer.
No, nah, don't do that. Get out of here.
I ain't gonna do that. Nah, I ain't gonna do that. Yo, Homer, I'm telling you, Homer, I'm good with the nigga. I'm telling you behind the scenes, I'm good. I promise you, my nigga. So if you want to do this battle, just be sure before, because I'm off this weekend. Be sure if you want to do this battle, because we're not doing this for no iHeart. This not iHeart. I love the Big German. I send him some merch when I get a chance.
State as moderator, because that's what I was playing.
Okay. No, you're not Cobra. Fucking moderating, Deej.
Well, listen.
Stop wait, moderating.
I'm trying. Just
you like fucking up. Mahoney from Police Academy, man. You're just right. Sit Uh-oh. Back and relax.
I want to say
no, something. No.
Homer was making sketches off the dome skis in a space. And drunk State want to compete right now.
Yeah, but you see, the reason why State going crazy like that is because he already got a little back channel word. But, you know what I mean? Some player shit. But
I ain't got no back channel nothing, bro. I know everything, my nigga. Now you don't know nothing, my nigga. Listen, my nigga. You told me that you wanted to battle, my nigga.
That money I could have Josh walk through the tunnel with some shit I made by next week. Bet real money.
You said by next week?
Bet real money.
How much money are you talking?
Like real money.
Who's the player?
I already said.
Who?
Josh Hart.
Nigga, I don't care about no Josh. Yo, stop playing with me, my nigga. Stop disrespecting my gangster, my nigga. Talk to me regular, my nigga. Talk to me about real money, my nigga.
You can get Randall to rock your shit. So he gonna go against his wife.
Hold on now. If I get Randall, knowing his wife got me blind, hold on. If I get that, which can I get at least this? All I'm asking from you, Homer. If I can get Randall and his wife to rock my merch, yeah. I need you to send me at least 5 pieces of merch, whatever I want, man. I need at least 5 pieces. I need at least 3 sweaters, a shirt, and a hat, bro.
They gonna rock it on camera.
I promise you, they gonna rock it. Too. Walking through the tunnel, you gonna see Kaden with the State SNY. I promise you. So, is you gonna make this bet?
Yo, if his moms help you like that, then
my nigga, ain't know his mom's nothing. I don't know his mom. I don't know nobody. Stop playing with me, my nigga.
I got
the bet.
No. Real shit. No,
that's, I don't know that's nobody, the, nigga.
That's
stop
the
doing
bet. If that's gonna motivate you to get it done,
what
that's
motivate
the
me? What you don't know nothing. You assuming? Make the bet.
I made the bet, nigga. I got you.
Defense. Go all right. Back down so what's and the come bet again? Up. It's not letting me add you, bro. Go down and come back up.
So what's the bet again?
If you get Randall and his wife to rock your shit on camera.
No. If I get one of the Knicks' main players to rock my merch.
You just said.
My nigga.
So what you talking about? You said it.
I didn't say nobody. Start at five? What? Don't be a narcissist, Knicks homer. Everybody got you on recording.
I'm asking you, bro. So start at five player. Got to wear your shit, right?
Start at five player. Yep.
And you could pick out 5 pieces off my website.
Exactly. Yep.
All right. I got you. Bet.
All right. Bet. Say no more.
All right. Yo, I'm not even gonna lie. I'm not even trying to fuck the money up.
But
the
yo,
the Knicks got 11 starting fives right now.
The real starting five.
The real big dogs.
You know, you gotta be specific when y'all talk that bread.
My man, State got Mitchell Robinson under the fucking table, bro. Stop playing.
Nah, Mitch.
If I get Josh Hart in the shit,
you gotta give away
5 hoodies on the timeline.
For Josh Hart, my nigga, I give away 2 for Josh Hart. I don't fuck with Josh Hart, my nigga. That nigga Josh Hart is pussy, my nigga. I'm following Nick's role. That's crazy. Josh Hart, man. A bitch, bro.
All right. If I get in the way of one of your shits?
I'm about to go to bed. Y'all got me up at 3 o'clock in the morning with merch wars.
Yo, fact, my nigga. I got a nice
good All right, week. So get your old ass to...
You shut your saucy on a Tuesday drinking Moscato having ass up, nigga.
I'm sorry. I apologize, OG. My bad.
Yeah, but yo, that's the bet, yo. I'm out of here too, yo. Everybody.
Yeah, nigga, you. Yeah, yeah, that's a bet, nigga. Starting five, nigga. I need to see you with your merch on, nigga.
Five pieces.
The next 2 weeks, nigga. You gonna be tight too. I'm telling you, yo. You, Nick's Twitter. I'm telling you, you and Nick's Twitter. Y'all gonna be like, yo, State, that nigga is a motherfucker. Y'all gonna be hating real soon, bro. Just give it like 2 weeks, bro.
Hey, you already gave him your whole
championships up because I can't. It's
not left. Excuse me?
Can you?
I'm out of here.
He just left. Never mind. Defense wins championships trying to come up, but it's not letting me add him, bring him up.
Homer gonna lose that bet. I can hear it in his voice. He sound real shaky.
State, can I say something to Deed real quick, bro?
Yo, what's up, man?
Man, the day, bro. I see you fucking set tripping with a fucking red ass boots fucking hat on, bro. That's probably fucking worse than fucking Smooth to me, bro.
Deeds did that on purpose.
Started some shit now.
He did it on purpose.
He's been waiting for a motherfucker to address this shit for 45 fucking minutes, and you set tripping.
Yo, Deeds.
Set tripping.
I'm guilty, man. What could I say?
Yeah,
I need an intervention for a lot of your fucking motherfuckers, bro. Stop set tripping, man. God damn, man.
You ain't got me, Edge. I don't know,
bro. That shit is.
You got my Facebook.
Yo, Billy said he a Yankee fan. He only wear Yankee hats. I respect it, bro. I would never wear a Yankee hat, bro.
The biggest difference was he literally was like, you know, hey, search up the Bulls cap, and everyone started looking for it. They found it within like two seconds of looking for it.
Yeah.
He like literally gave it like, hey, don't look this up.
Bro, let me tell y'all something. It took a while for the bait to get eight. But D's put this shit out there for bait 45 minutes ago.
I'm trying to change the conversation.
Y'all to talk about it.
I'm just trying to change the conversation.
Fuck
bro.
That bucket hat and his fat ass and that motherfucker.
He right, though, man. He right. Jordan, that, no, no, I mean, a double nickel game. I was at
my
spiking.
Nigga, I don't care about no double nickel.
That double
nothing.
Nickel game give me trouble.
The only nickel man. I bought,
I
nigga,
know exactly where I was
back
at when
in 2009. Wait, hold on. I bought a nickel of 09, nigga. I bought a five piece, nigga.
Nah,
and I
that
smoked
shit was
that.
Tragic. When that double nickel happened, that was the third game he came back from his retirement. The game before that, he had just fucking beat Atlanta and tapped the middle of the fucking floor. Then this bitch came to the Garden, and then he worked it for 55, and we all just knew he was taking that last shot and gave it to fucking Bill Old Ass Winnington.
Your motherfucker.
Talk about that double
your motherfuckers
game.
Is so trying to traumatize
don't
me, bro.
Do that
stop
shit,
it.
Man.
None of you care that I'm wearing that at the Spike.
No, because everybody was a fucking Jordan fan.
Bro,
I really don't care. I got Jordan on my fucking wall.
Like, that's why, like, I was asking, bro, because I feel like there, like, I know, it's, like Billy said, it's generational, but at the same time, like, you obviously like other players from other teams, like, so
I
don't
know. I like greatness. That's why I got
exactly
two people,
like you
I got two people on my wall, bro. I got Jordan on one side of my wall, my man cave, and I got Ali on the other side.
And you a Knicks fan.
Right.
And you don't
I'm
got nothing
fan.
To Patrick Ewing in there. That's crazy.
No, I don't.
You see? So like does that
all mean that you shit's put, like, all that shit's at all that shit's at my mom's crib though. Huh?
Yo. Okay. Now it's at your mom's crib. I see that.
No, it is at my mom's crib. It ain't now. I'm over.
Oh,
can
you prove that?
Man.
Can you prove
he
that?
He got a good case.
You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? Like it's a
world, bro. Nah, first off, somebody's audio is fucked up.
But Billy, how long did it take? How long did it take for you to do that? To post MJ on your wall? How long did it take to do that?
About 3-4 years ago.
All right, there you go. So I'm 42 years old.
I just did it like
42
years
old. My first pair of Jordans was the Craig Elo 4s because they was Knicks colors. That's on my kids. I don't do nothing, Jordan. And it took me mad long for me to appreciate, you know, okay, it's been long enough. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The window mm-hmm. or whatever you call that shit is closed mm-hmm. or whatever. Now I can wear J's mm-hmm. on the regular. Now I wear J's.
Yeah.
But it took me to like 2013, whenever mm-hmm. the fucking Craig Elo's dropped. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So yeah, I understand that.
Ray, you got to think about it. I'm 46 years old, bro. You know what I'm saying? I went in the Army when I was fucking 17. My parents, they packed all my shit. You know what I'm saying? Older cats, I don't have pictures when I was fucking 5 and 10 years old in Knicks gear and shit. I'm an Army brat, too, so I moved around all my fucking life and shit. So I don't have... My mom got all my fucking pictures in a shoebox at the crib.
Sorry, Edge. I'm trying. I'm trying
to get it.
I'm trying to go to jail.
All I gotta say is, other than wear Ebonics all my fucking life because I was a poor motherfucker, my first pair of fucking sneakers, official sneakers, with the Patrick Ewings, bro.
Nigga, I didn't know you weren't supposed to shoot ball
with
Ewings.
That's it, bro.
Nigga, I got my first pair of Ewings, nigga, I used them as my basketball shoes in middle school. I didn't know you weren't supposed to shoot ball in them. I pulled a Zion the first game, the fucking shoe was all the way up to my knee. I cut so fucking hard, the bitch just ripped right straight through. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know you weren't supposed to shoot ball in no fucking Ewings. Yeah, damn near tore my whole fucking leg off.
Motherfucker, my mom's was fucking dressing me in British Knights and shit before I got my Pat Ewing, bro. I felt like this was fucking...
Yo, did niggas take your bike, though, man? Niggas took your bike, man?
Nah, ain't nobody taking my bike, man.
Nah, fuck out of here, bro. Fuck out of here.
Is that what we doing now? Is that the pivot?
Don't confuse me with some wild-ass cat. Nah, niggas ain't taking my bike, bro. Fuck out of here. I used to take motherfuckers' bike at Prospect Park.
We used to take the bikes. I never had a bike my parents bought me. My bike had Mongoose. I had a Mongoose frame, a Dino fork. You know what I'm saying? I had fucking Huffy wheels. You know what I'm saying? I had a pink tire.
I couldn't afford none of that, my man. I was just taking it. Fuck it. That was mine. That was mine.
We had a whole chop. We had a whole chop shop. We had a whole bike chop shop on the block.
I have mixed match pegs on my shit, boy. Stop playing.
You had a Mongoose? I had a Mongoose.
This space was downloaded via spacesdown.com. Visit to download your spaces today.
Yo, your mans. Yeah, I love you guys, man.
Yo, it's almost 3:07. I mean, it's almost 3:10.
It's 3:07.
I'm off, motherfuckers.
I'm dead.
Yeah.
Stop 2024. Please stop. Get to.
Oh no, I worked them all. I worked today. I absolutely worked.
Sorry, Edge. I let you down, man. They got to.
Baltimore, what's up, man? Yo, Baltimore, can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Yo, Baltimore, do me a favor, man. Change that stupid ass fucking Avi that you got, man. You make me mad with that shit, bro. Every time I look at your fucking Abby, it makes me angry.
You said you weren't gonna do that to random Abby.
No, it's not even that. It's that he's a repeat offender when it comes to coming up to Twitter Spaces. So he should know to put a regular picture now. That fucking Abby, it annoys me, bro. Nah. If I want to look at your every time I look at your Abby, I think of Disney Plus and like one of those Animal Channel planets, one of them shits, bro. You blowing my bro. Change your fucking.
By the way, I heard a motherfucking the first two episodes of Shogun was fucking fire.
I'm gonna watch Shogun as soon as I'm done.
I gotta watch that shit. I'm gonna watch that shit when I wake up. My bad.
All right, Baltimore, what's up?
No, I was just coming up here to support y'all, but okay.
Nigga, set yo. Yo, y'all niggas, yo. I'm not going to lie, bro.
Yo,
Billy, bro. I think it's Billy who's been a bad influence on me when it comes to these spaces. My nigga, y'all got to stop doing this shit. Yo, Baltimore, I love you, my nigga, but don't come up to the spaces to say nothing. Give me something. Something, my nigga. I'm up 3 in the morning. I got to work tomorrow. I got to make merch. I got shit that I owe people. I owe somebody money. Why the fuck you come up here with that?
No.
What the fuck?
Yo, State, I got a special request, bro. I need a stop set tripping and hashtag 2024 hoodie, bro.
You need a say that again.
He needs a hashtag stop set tripping hoodie.
Stop set tripping
hoodie. Whatever you wanna charge me, let me know, bro.
Stop set tripping hoodie.
Yo, the fact that Edge tried to put me in the courtroom and all of y'all basically treated me like Naima.
Oh, they just like passed it over, boy. They're like fucking Jay-Z, not guilty, bro. Like,
I ain't trying to hit that D in the courtroom shit, man. Right now.
You know, D's is really Harvey Dent when it comes to these fucking spaces.
Nah, but it's this motherfucking Chicago Bulls, bro.
I swear to God, when he's hosting, he wants all the decorum in the fucking world. When this motherfucker's not a host, oh, he's that badass little kid in the fucking class that won't sit the fuck down or shut the fuck up. That's Deej, man.
But it's syndrome. The Bulls, though. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, you can't tell me nobody was a Jordan fan. So it's like
I was not a Jordan fan. I hated Jordan, bro.
You're gonna say you didn't respect Jordan's game?
I didn't say nothing about respect. I said I hated him.
His game wasn't beautiful, Billy.
I can say now I can say that shit. When he was playing, you fuck no. Come
on. Yo, Sage, no, don't start with me.
Edge, I tried. Edge,
don't start with me.
It's just like I'm upgrade.
I'm just trying to figure it out.
I'm about to be honest with you. I didn't like Kobe until the redeem team.
We still NWO, bro.
No, I honestly never liked Kobe.
I didn't like Kobe until the Redeem team, until I saw how Melo and CP3 and D-Wade and all them boys respected him on the Redeem team. That's when I started fucking with Kobe.
That's fair. Nah, I feel you, because that's when he had extra star chance. But
yeah,
I don't know, man. For me, it's just I don't know if I think you need like more. You get what I'm saying? Like, you need like blatant violations. You get what I'm saying? Like, I feel like
the violation shit.
Yeah, man, because I feel like if you start going around just pulling cards, it's going to start getting messy.
No, nobody pulling cards.
Ain't no root. Nah.
Hold on. Nah, Ray.
No, yo, listen, Ray. Once you set trip, it's over for you, bro. I'm sorry. It's over for
yo,
you.
Yo, Ray, I'm going to be honest with you, and Edge and Billy is coming to you from a old school place. Yo, Rick, you wanted to say something before I finish?
I said Ray sound real guilty right now.
Ray sound like a Raiders fan.
Like we about to find some shit. Right.
Yo, Ray, I'm coming to you from a person of your same generation, right? Ray, that shit is disrespectful, bro. I don't give a fuck what nobody say, bro. Ray, how would you feel about me, right? You spend money with me, my nigga. Like, it's kind of different. Like, you could call me right now, and I could pick up your phone number. How would you feel about me, Ray, if you found out or you seen a picture with me with Brooklyn Nets shorts on?
I got a perfect example, and this shit just happened in real life, like a couple weeks ago, right?
Okay,
like,
okay.
You know, Jason Kelce, Travis Kelce's brother, right?
Absolutely.
He wore Chief shit during the Super Bowl. You know, his wife ain't fucking with that shit. His wife was like, yo, I love you, this, that, and the other. Jason was trying to get his wife to wear some Chief shit to support Travis. She's like, no, I'm not fucking doing it. I only wear Philly shit. It was a whole article, Bleach Report, put it out and everything.
That don't even really matter, though, because,
that,
like, her...
That's the same fucking thing.
Bro, his brother wore
I'm talking about her.
No, I understand, but Billy, you know she's not really a football fan. Come on, man. She supports her husband, dog.
She is a football fan. See that? You can't say that shit. Don't do that shit, Ray. Don't do that shit, bro. You're about to open up a whole other can of worms, bro.
She support her husband, dog, and she's just trying to be for the Philly team. Like, that's
why. Wait, so you think she don't watch football?
So you saying she didn't watch football before she met Jason Kelce?
That's what I'm saying.
So you saying Brittany Mahomes didn't use number? Nah, bro. You got to get out more. You got to get out more.
Yeah, bro.
Don't do that. Don't do that. You got to get out more. That's not the point.
Yo, Ray, that's one line. Ray,
I'm trying because I saw the interview on how they met. She didn't even know who he was.
Like he was in college, bro.
Yeah, that's college.
He was at University of Cincinnati.
No, what are you talking about? This is when he was already
when he was not when they first met. He was at University of Cincinnati.
I just saw the podcast episode where she says they met on Tinder and that she didn't know that he was a Philly fucking football player up until like the day of. So maybe I don't know.
Maybe he was already with. I could have sworn he was with Cincinnati first because yes, they did meet on Tinder. I thought he met him when he was in college.
Nah,
I could be wrong.
But my whole thing is right. My whole thing is like he, as a Super Bowl champion and a Philly, was able to put on his brother's team shit and support his brother. You get what I'm saying? So it's kind of different. I understand the whole
rivalry. I'm not talking about him, though. I'm talking about her.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, it doesn't hold up as much weight as
him doing. Yes, it does. She is embedded as a Philly fan now. She will feel disrespected. She feels disrespect to herself if she put any other team on her body.
I respect it.
That's the same exact thing.
I got you.
Yeah, I'm with Rick on this one now. You're starting to sound guilty, Ray.
Nah, bro, I'll show you all my hats and shit, but like,
I'm fucking with you, man.
Ray, you know he's a free agent. Like,
yo, Sage, I ain't trying to hear nothing from you, bro. You a Raiders fan and you not a Knicks fan, so respectfully, you can't tell me a damn thing.
You're a Chargers fan.
Yeah, I am a Chargers fan, and your sorry ass is a Raiders fan, so don't say nothing to me, dog. Man, listen, like I said, if you not a Knicks fan, you can't tell me shit up on this panel right now. Respectfully, dog.
You're a Chargers fan. That says enough. Yo,
again, you're bringing it back to football. I said the Knicks, dog. Basketball.
Basketball. You're a Knicks fan. I'm about to Google some different keywords in NBA.
I don't even understand what you're saying. You sound like you're underwater, Sage. Stop drowning. I'll throw you a preserver. Throw him a preserver. He needs one.
Hey, I'm not going to lie. Real quick.
Let it rock.
All right. That's an all statement.
Nah, it's done. It's done.
Like Phillip Rivers, they win shit for your entire life.
Oh, that's why you had Derek Carr crying year after year. Man, don't say shit to me, bro. How's Aiden O'Connell doing? How's Aiden O'Connell? You got Antonio Pierce as your head coach. Y'all niggas is crying that y'all didn't even give an interview to fucking Mike.
Whoa.
You digging your own grave right now, bro. You doing it.
Hold up.
Hold up.
Through the mute? I got to defend Antonio Pierce. He's a former Giant. He's a former world champion. I got to defend Antonio. But proceed. My bad.
That was
delayed matrix.
Is that delayed? What? Elon got to do something with that shit, man.
Yo, that's I ain't crazy. Gonna lie.
That's crazy. The defense of a Raiders fan and a Laker fan right now at 3:17 in the morning is kind of crazy, Uncle Billy. That's just wild.
Well, it's only 12 where he's at.
Antonio Pierce or not.
Hey, well, y'all are gonna find out because same division, right?
They already took fourth place. Like, they already know what's up.
Everyone that has won a championship can speak on this.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Y'all two arguments. I ain't gonna lie. Y'all argument is about to make me turn real toxic. Y'all gonna make me turn into a toxic Knick fan.
Why are you gonna turn into a toxic Knick fan? How's a football take gonna make you turn into a toxic Knick fan?
Because as they're arguing, it reminds me of the 51 years of us having no championship.
Oh my God, I'm about to go to bed. That shit reminded you of that?
Jordan Poole, man. It just Jordan Poole. It felt like two bums throwing bread at each other.
What did you drink tonight?
Who, me? I drunk Tito's. I had some wine.
Tito's is so ass, man.
Yo, Tito's is it, bro. Tito's, you don't get sick.
With that brown, man.
Nah, I fuck with the brown, bro. But my little brother, he's a vegan. He begged me the other night. He said, brother, please. You know how that shit go. And I said, you know
bully,
what?
I'm just fucking with Tito's.
Yeah, Billy. Yeah, Bully. I mean, Tito's is healthy if you compare it to brown liquor. But I'm a drink, bro.
Who the fuck talks about healthy alcohol?
healthy
what the alcohol. Fuck are we doing? What the fuck are we doing?
Healthy alcohol.
Healthy. Yo, man, let's get drunk, but hold on, man. I need to get something healthy. What the fuck?
This motherfucker stay don't drink. He don't drink.
Oh, my God, bro.
He don't drink, yo.
Oh, my.
He drink like a schoolgirl, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I know he do, man, because he was too in, yeah, man. What the, you drink Capri Suns and shit?
No, no, it's not that.
I bet you drink with a Bully got to me. Straw, don't you?
No, it's not that either, OG. By the time Bully got to me, the Bully looked at me, he looked in my eyes and he said, State, do you want a double shot of Henny? I looked at Bully and I said, Bully, listen here, I am too drunk. I will not take your double shot of Henny.
You know, Bully's first mistake? He asked you. I'm not
exactly.
Asking. The only thing I'm asking is...
OG, he knew. As soon as he walked into the bar, he knew exactly what time it was when he saw me. Oh, as soon as he walked in, I spotted him. He knew it was shot time. He knew.
Yeah. Hey, it, swear to God. Double Henny, I'm... Hey, let's go.
You want to hear something crazy?
Yo, D, can you tell him how many double Hennies we didn't had before we even got to this guy?
Oh shit!
You kidding me?
Yeah, yo, nah, that's
yo, not, yo, Bully, yo, Bully. When I pull up, you better have that same welcoming party for me, my man. That's all I gotta say.
Yo, Bully was buying round after round. So I was Sean with a WK. I was like, I'm good. Like,
hey, March 8th. I'm up there March 8th, by the way. March 8th.
Yo, y'all want to know the numbers for that space? Because I'm looking at it now for the first time.
What, the court?
Yeah.
What is it?
742 people tuned in. 8.4 people listened on playback. 263 comments.
Yeah.
Yeah, the comments were stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, them comments, bro. Yo, D.
877.
Comments Yo, D. was crazy.
I had to follow up, D. That shit was too hot, bro.
I'm cool, man.
It was too hot.
I'm cool. Shout out to the community, man. That was fun.
No, I told Deej to drop you. I said Deej, drop.
Nah, he had to.
State was telling me. He was like, "Yo, Deej."
Did he? I said, he wrote it. Okay, if you drop, I said, drop my first chair, bro. He's toasty.
And then he wrote it in the chat. Yeah, he's like, "Yo, I'm lit, Deej. Just drop me." Smooth ain't innocent. That's what he wrote.
You probably, hey, you still didn't get my text, did you, State?
Nah, I did not.
I texted him twice before the trial, like, yo, get your ass in here.
I got the DMs. I didn't get no texts because I go live. This is the hard thing about, like, being a content creator. Like, I have to turn my, like, notifications off to my texts. And now I have to turn my notifications off to every app because it is so hard because I get so many at so many times, like at the same time. So
I mute the chat at night. When I go to bed, I mute y'all.
Oh, yeah, because they be bugging.
Yeah,
they be bugging.
Yeah, I'm muted, especially when Nick has his. I got a podcast.
Yo, NYC, what's up, bro? You got your hand up. Oh, bro. Shit. Oh, my.
You had Bully up here, too, and he dropped. Because I think we was ball hogging.
No, Bully spoke. He spoke about how State
Bully
don't drink.
Bully spoke. Yo, what's up, NYC, man? Talk to me, man. Why you got your hand up, bro?
I don't know. I don't know how to cut into shit like this because I'm still pretty new on Nick's Twitter. So I'm just like, I don't know. I'm just trying to find my way in. But yo, State, I just got to say, like, I'm low-key convinced that you spoke Alec Burks being dog shit into existence. Like, ever since we got him from the Pistons, like, you spoke, like, I swear to God, you spoke his assness, like, into.
Yep.
Yo, I'm going to be honest with you, bro.
Don't talk Alec Burks at 3:30 in the morning, man.
Yo.
You about to give us flat. I'm going to be up. Me and State. I fuck with you, NYC. I appreciate you being patient, not cutting in and being 100 with that, but
yeah,
not tonight, bro.
I know not right I now. I know I'm normally the good guy, but I agree. If you're upset about Brandon Ingram and Alec Burks,
if you guys want to villainize me, you can villainize me. I'm up all night, so like I'm just basically the middle of my day for me because I'm a college kid. So I just wake up for my classes and sleep whenever the fuck I want. So
you're good. No, we're not gonna villainize you at all because you're talking to two people up here who did not want Alec Burks back on this motherfucking team. I was happy with the trade because it was made sense business wise.
But personnel wise, I didn't want that motherfucker. Matter of fact, I can't do it. I can't talk.
I slept through the games. I slept through the game because I was so
fucking tired. NYC, I'm gonna be honest with you.
Yeah.
Like that, the whole Alec Burks shit, bro. I'm so in a good mood that I don't even bring him up, bro.
We can ignore him, but I slept through the game.
Even today, I'm not even gonna hold you up. You see my post I wrote during the game. And I just want to make sure, like, Knicks fans see me writing it so they won't be like, I wrote a post today and I said, yo, Deuce McBride needs to play more than so-and-so. That's all I wrote. I don't want to get attacked by random Avvies. I don't want to get attacked by, you know, people in the Knicks community. But the Alec Burks shit, I told y'all, Bojan is saving Alec Burks. Cause Bojan nice. Bojan is. I'm Croatian. Bojan, I fuck with Bojan.
He's saving Alec Burks. Oh man, I gotta go to bed. I can't talk about this.
Yo, Billy, am I lying? Billy, I'm lying.
Yo,
Billy, OG, I'm lying.
What's the first? Remember the first question I asked when the trade happened? Who was gonna be the biggest loser? And everybody was like,
no, you said Deuce.
Everybody said was like, Deuce. It's Deuce. It's going to be Deuce. Guess
you,
what?
You said Deuce, but what I said to you right
after. Deuce
what
is I said still Deuce.
But no, he's not the, but see, we about to go in another.
It's situational state.
How
it's
is situational. He situational? Yo, Billy.
Because my bad, I was bringing this up. I didn't mean to start a fucking thing. But
because,
No, you good.
You good. It's going to be situational because.
Okay.
If we ever get full strength, because remember we talked about it, how would Tibbs do a 10-man rotation?
But we also talked. Hold on, real quick. We also talked about how Deuce helped us be 14-3.
14-2 in January. Yes.
All right. So why my question to people is, why is we sitting here saying Alec Burks is automatically going to give us good production in the playoffs?
No, that's what I'm not saying.
What you're saying.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying I need Deuce to be over Burks in the rotation. I need right now since the trade, Deuce has been playing better than Burks.
No, but see, yo, Billy, this is what I mean by like it's not the person giving the take. It's the person. Billy, I had a beef with this trade. The main beef I had with the trade was Deuce McBride. And I said to you, you took away my RJ Barrett. You took away my Quickly. I was in Ghana. Mm-hmm. I had no chance to really react to the trade. Mm-hmm. I come back from Ghana. The only kid I have on the roster is Deuce McBride. You mean to tell me you're going to trade for Alec Burks and Bojan and take away Deuce McBride's minutes and his defense and his not even the we're talking about efficiency, right? Mm-hmm. I heard Knicks fans talk about efficiency for years. Billy, why hasn't efficiency been a conversation, man? This is what I mean, Billy, man. It's not the person. It's the take. It's not the basketball
efficiency,
player, bro.
Efficiency from
but no, they hated RJ. They hated RJ, bro.
But what RJ got to do with Burks, though?
No. It got a lot. No, listen to me. Follow me, OG, because I know I'm everywhere. Follow me.
Okay.
These niggas was talking about efficiency every night, OG.
Okay.
They're not talking about efficiency now. I don't care about if we got five guys who shoot above 40% from three. Alec Burks is
who haven't played together yet. Who hasn't played together yet, by the way.
Okay. I'm going to chill.
Like, you got to wait. No. Where you're going, you got to wait until the team is full strength. So you're probably not going to see what you want to see
until mid-March. Anything, so let me ask you, OG. When you giving a young blood advice, do you tell a young blood, just wait for it to happen, or you tell a young blood, go and get it?
I mean, you tell them both.
I mean, you tell them both, but
tell them
what
both.
You want
like
the
you,
young blood
you,
to
you
do?
You tell them go get it, but, you know, if you trust your skills.
When you give a young blood advice, you want the young blood to take your advice and go get it, yes?
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, so what are we doing here, OG?
But what young blood am I giving advice to on the Knicks right now? Alec Burks ain't no young blood.
But Alec Burks is ass.
Then that's what he is. He's ass. But I agree.
But why we had to why we had to make that trade and not just make the trade for Murray instead of having Bojan and go ahead.
The whole plan was for them to keep all their first round picks, like the
for Knicks, who? That's the next. All right.
Well, you're not gonna know that until the summer.
Nigga, I can't live by that.
Nigga, you got no choice. It's probably gonna be Donovan. The team is set up for Donovan.
Donovan not good enough for that. He's not good enough for that.
Nigga, why isn't he? Why isn't he?
Yo, OG.
Why isn't he?
I'm gonna tell you why. Because I'm a younger Knicks fan. I lived through the Melo era. I lived through this.
That's not telling me nothing about Donovan. Hold on.
I got you. Right? I lived through the Melo era. I lived through this era. Right? Donovan Mitchell is not better than prime Carmelo Anthony.
That ain't got nothing to do with now.
No, yes,
bro.
It do. Yo, hold on.
You know why? You know why Donovan Mitchell don't, like me, yes. He don't need to be better than a prime Melo.
Yes, he do. Because
Melo
never up had, picks, the, he be
he never
than
had the support system that Donovan would have if he comes to the Knicks now.
Why do we care about support systems when you have the superstar in the building?
You can't win this motherfucker alone, State. You gotta
hold on. I understand that. But at the same time, I lived through both eras. So for me, being a current Knicks fan, I need you to trade for somebody that's better than prime Carmelo Anthony. If you're holding on to these picks, because I watched a 17-win season.
Collectively, this is the best group of Knicks you've ever seen in your life.
Okay. I'm not disagreeing with that.
All right.
That's not my beef. But what I'm saying to you, Billy, is I lived through a 17-win season. I lived through a 21-win season. I see you just now, within the past 8 months, trade away 17 wins. That was RJ Barrett. You trade away 21 wins. OB and IQ. You traded them for OG and Anobi, right? Okay. You traded two seasons away, right? You also bypassed the first round for two straight seasons as well in order to get Jalen Brunson. You also decided that you wanted to build with Randle and not build with the kids. So, Billy, I'm at the point where I only want to see finals.
I don't want
to see Eastern Conference finals because of what you put me through.
No, it don't work like that, State. It don't work like that. Fuck what they put you through. Think of where you're trying to go. First off, the Knicks are not a perennial playoff team. Yeah, three out of the last 4 years, but this will be the first time the Knicks have had back-to-back winning seasons in over 10 fucking years. Like, everything you're fucking looking at right now is shit that you have never fucking seen in your lifetime. So to say you want a Donovan Mitchell that's better than a prime Carmelo Anthony had no fucking support. Patrick Ewing, he had good people around him, but he had no fucking support to go out and win that fucking chip. They did not build around that shit. The Knicks have, with Leon Rose, he's hustled backwards, but at the same time, he's never put you in a financial bind for the possibility of somebody to come here. So now this offseason comes, right?
OG, so then if you never put me in a financial bind, why did you trade the kids, bro?
The kids, if you're not good, with me, Chip, it's they not about good. They were not good.
That. I don't believe that.
You have to. They're gone, that. Nigga. You gotta believe it. They're gone.
They're gone. So win me a chip
quickly, nigga. Be patient. It's coming,
nigga. Within 2 years,
it could be. It very well. I don't want to
hear that. That's not good enough.
That is good enough because you just said it. If it wasn't good enough, you wouldn't ask the question. Within 2 years, because 2 years is a lot. 2 years is fucking when Brunson and Randle's contract is going to be up. Yes. 2 years. See, that's why you said within 2 years. You don't want to waste their fucking time here. Yeah, Randle's already fucking up because he keep getting fucking hurt. I'm not saying that he's doing it on his own, but he keep getting hurt.
But that's not on Randall. That's on Tibbs,
bro. No, it's not on. No, it's not. That's on a freak accident.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes.
See, now you on that narrative shit. That would have happened to fucking
how?
What happened? How was that? How did Julius Randle popping his fucking shoulder out on Tom Thibodeau?
Boom, boom. Yo, OG.
Don't tell me because he was in the game because there's 4.5 minutes left.
I got you. I got you. No narrative. I got you. I give you straight facts. Within every single season, Randle has played for the New York Knicks. He's played above 2,400 plus minutes. Matter of fact, 2,500 plus minutes, right? And he's playing these minutes. The only season he hasn't played under 2,500 plus minutes is this season because he got hurt.
What did that have to do with him popping his shoulder out?
Because the knick-knack injuries, OG, every season, he's fell on his shoulder before, but he's playing so much minutes and he does not have a
that
backup.
That had nothing to do with how he got
I
hurt.
I think it does.
No, it
I think
don't.
It
does.
I think it do over a course of a time,
bro.
When you're playing for a coach like Tim,
do you shoot ball?
Yes.
Do you shoot ball?
Yeah. Matter of fact, you know what I
how many times do you how many times do you come out the game?
I come out the game multiple times, OG.
No, you don't, nigga, because when you shoot pickup ball, you ain't got no subs. So what are you talking about?
Wait, you said pickup ball. You didn't say pickup ball.
Nigga, you're not in school no more, motherfucker.
I'm sorry. You didn't say pickup ball.
Okay.
My bad.
You hate coming out the game. Okay, if it was organized
no,
ball.
No, pickup
you,
ball, I'm not coming out the game.
You hate coming out the game during organized ball, right?
Yes, it's a pride thing.
Why?
I don't want to come out the game. It's a pride thing.
Do you play even when you're tired? Do you worry
yes.
about getting tired? So why does everybody keep complaining about these motherfuckers, man? The Knicks are nowhere in the top 10 in fucking minutes. You know who leads the league in fucking minutes played? A 35-year-old DeMar DeRozan, who a lot of motherfuckers wanted on this team. So yes. Let's stop using a fucking excuse about fucking these motherfuckers need to sit down and this, that. What are we doing? It's basketball.
But you
what
don't
the fuck
think
are
about-
we doing?
But you don't think about when Tibbs plays somebody 12 straight minutes and stuff like that?
Now,
like,
that
bothers
I, when,
me.
When Tibbs plays somebody a whole straight third quarter without benching them, that all right, I
so,
do have a problem with. Now, that
all right, but
I have
he does that. But OG, he does that. Now, think of that in how many games Tibbs has coached the Knicks. And then think about that, how many years
bro, I'm
Tibbs
numb to,
the Knicks.
I'm numb to
I
it
think
now
that adds
it,
up.
I'm numb to it because obviously he's not going to. These guys
but,
always
but,
say
it. But you're numb to it. I feel like my fault, G. Matter of fact, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying. Okay. You're complaining about shit that's not going to fucking change.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to fucking change. Like, these guys don't they got to play big minutes? Precious plays 40 fucking minutes a game now. Josh
but
Hart
I want him.
But
Precious, no, Precious is a guy I want. Playing 40 plus minutes because I want him to be ready for the playoffs. It's a difference. Precious hasn't been here to play that many minutes. I want him to play that many minutes. I think that's a plus.
No,
it's
he
different.
Has to play
it's
that many. He has to play that many minutes now because we're fucking hurt.
No, it's not even about that we're hurt. I think that's a good omen for Precious because now we get a large sample size of what this guy can do. Yo, today. Tibbs put Precious on Zion, bro. He puts Precious on your tallest scorer any game. And that is something that I value.
Because he bangs more than Jericho Sims. Jericho has great footwork.
No, Jericho is not Precious, though.
Exactly. What I'm saying. They got two different attributes. Precious is the dog. Precious is the muscle right now, this, that, and the other. Jericho Sims, I watched who did he play last night? Detroit. Bro, I watched a couple of times.
Jalen Duran was too much for him, but Jalen Duran,
Cade Cunningham, anybody who went in the paint, put their shoulder down in Sims, backed him up, and they scored. That's what I'm saying. There's two different
types
of shit.
But Duran is 2 foot. I get it, bro. It, OG, come on, man.
Like, the Knicks has got to get help. I got to see them at full strength, man. I can't even talk about them right now because it seems like they just got to get full strength. Like, I really haven't cared about the last two games.
Who you think?
I don't even care about the game Thursday against Golden State.
Yo, question to you, because you watch basketball longer than me. Who you think is most important, and I'm thinking about Mitchell Robinson and we're talking about injuries right now. Who, like, what do you think Mitchell Robinson's impact? Like, what are we missing right now that Mitchell Robinson can bring? And when he comes back, what do you think that he can add on to the Knicks right now?
I don't know, man, because I keep going back to, I say this a couple of times, I keep going back to Julius Randle's injury in the beginning of the year, right, with that ankle. And it took him a couple, like, what, 6-7 games to get, you know, to get back to normal damn near. With a fucking 7-footer like Mitchell Robinson, man, with lower fucking leg injuries and shit, how long is it going to take him to get fucking back to being normal? Who says he even going to start when he comes back to the fucking, when he's ready to play? Who says he's not, they're not going to put him on a minutes restriction? You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of fucking question mark, because honestly, we haven't missed much when we was full strength and our heart was in the fucking start lineup. This motherfucker got like 19, 20 rebounds 3 times this year so far. You know, maybe the defense ain't as top notch, but he plays just as more minutes and gets less fouls. You know, and so I don't fucking know, man. We got a lot of fucking question marks when it comes to health right now. We just need all these motherfuckers together. We got OG for the sole purpose of Boston. We saw Boston the other night, man. For some reason, they just let Jaylen Brown do what the fuck he wanted in that first half, and we never recovered from that shit. We have no our perimeter defense is ass right now.
It's not that. I think OG, like the other night, we deserved to lose, and you're looking at matchups in the playoffs, right? And I'm looking at Josh Hart guard Jaylen Brown, and it's just does not work. Even if we had OG and Anobi, I'm still a little scared of Boston. Josh Hart is just too short, bro. Like, that's what it comes down to.
I just need it at full strength, man. I need it at full strength.
Are you sure?
I haven't been this confident in fucking years, bro. I need us at full fucking strength. You get us at full strength, and hopefully we're at full strength about 10 games before the playoffs starts. Give us a nice sample size of what we look like so we can get, when we end the playoffs, we good to go. Because that's what fucked us up last year, too. Remember, Randle sat out the last 7 games when he twisted his ankle. Came back game one, and he still didn't look the same.
Horrible.
The game game five, he kind of looked like he was getting back to Randle. He had 13.6 assists, and he twisted his ankle again.
If I could tell Randle one thing right now, and today is, hold on, I'm going to my calendar. It is February 28th, 2024. If there was any game that I would love Randle to come back to, either March 12th against Philly, or wait about 2-3 weeks after that and play the weakest link team that you can play and come back to. Randle is so important to this playoff run that we have, Billy. I'm not going to lie. I think he's most important. I think he's even more important than OG because of the scoring.
He knows that too.
Randle
wants to get to the back on the court and back on the postseason, man. He has that chip on his shoulder. He got that monkey on his back. He knows what's being said on these spaces and the fucking New York media and blah, 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 blah. Yes. He know all that shit.
Yo, you think, and I'm going to ask you, OG, from an older standpoint, you think Randle's avoiding surgery because of people like me that what we'll say about him?
I think Randle's avoiding surgery because, you know, he does have that surgery, he might not come back in adequate time. Like, he's gonna have off-season surgery again. But he knows if he can hold off, because the dude's he's an alien, man. This motherfucker is Randle, he got a lot of tolerance for pain, you know what I'm saying? But even when he said as soon as this fucking shit dislocated, he knew he was out. So we were scared. We didn't know if it was a pec, didn't know if he tore his labrum, because, you know, separation dislocation is different. So I don't know, man. We just got to get healthy, bro. Like, it's almost March. It's March in 2 days. So we got to get fucking healthy, man. That's all I can say. I can't even talk about this fucking team right now. I don't even watch these games with the same focus, because I already know we're shorthanded and shit. Not giving these motherfuckers an excuse, but yeah.
Yeah, man, I agree. I think we gave Jalen Brunson an off night today.
Yeah, hell yeah, we did.
Knowing that we was on a back to back,
we did.
I felt like that was like a fake injury. Understanding the moment, yo, it's tough, Billy, because this team, like, when they was healthy, and we just talking about like Brunson healthy, Randall healthy, OG healthy, like everybody healthy. When they was healthy, they beat the shit out of teams, bro.
Problem. Yeah. Like January was a fucking problem, man. It was a favorable, it was a favorable schedule, but that's what they needed because they already went through a fucking gauntlet at the beginning of the year. You know what I'm saying? And this month was actually kind of favorable too. But like I said, just that injury bug came out of fucking nowhere. You know, so again, it's like February was like a rest up month. Almost.
Yo, you know what I think? You know what I think it is? So we could look at it as a gift or a curse. The NBA gods said, all right, you know what? Tibbs be wilding. This nigga is going 148 miles per hour every single game. Let's take away some of these guys in January and make sure these guys is healthy in March. So when Tibbs do get these guys back, he could play these guys how he wants to play them, and he's going to play them at full throttle. Because I don't think you could play for Tibbs 82 straight games and just be healthy, bro. I don't think it's possible. I'm not going to lie to you, OG. Tibbs is such a tough customer, man. He coaches hard. He coaches every game like it's his last. If you listen to Tibbs during your TV screen, you can hear that. You can hear him calling out sets.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know if it's just me, but I can absolutely hear Tibbs calling out sets. And Tibbs, he's fiery, bro, and he's gonna play his guys as many minutes as he want. And he's a guy that if you're kind of healthy, he'll play you a certain amount of minutes. I think iHeart, because you notice like he. iHeart has been on a minutes restriction, but I think that's because of Tibbs. Like, yeah. Tibbs allowed it to go.
He's experimenting, like, too, with Lee's lineups as well, because since the first game of All-Star break, say this, I'm going to get the fuck up out of here. Like, first game of All-Star break against Philly, iHeart wasn't on a minutes restriction, but he only played 11 minutes because Tibbs liked what he saw with that three-guard lineup. And then he'd been flirting with that three-guard lineup for a minute. And then he's also trying to get Burks bullshitting ass on track a little bit.
Yo, he trying, yo. You see it today.
Yeah, he's giving him every opportunity. Like, I just don't know what the fuck it is, man. But I don't know. We'll see. Like,
you know what it is? Honestly, he just don't fit here no more. And what I mean by that is, yo, Deuce McBride is the backup point guard, OG. You know it. I know it. God knows it. The devil knows it. Everybody knows it, bro. Jesus knows it, bro. My Nintendo Switch, the games on it, knows it, bro. Everybody knows it, bro. You kidding me? Deuce McBride needs to be the backup point guard. It's just that Tibbs. And this is why, like, yo, I hate when I got to do this, Billy. When I got to give Tibbs love, OG. But this is why, like, I respect Tibbs in this aspect. Vets, people that he trusts, anybody, he gives you a long enough rope to where you hang yourself.
Yeah.
And Evan Fournier is a prime example. He let Evan Fournier rock. Yo, Billy, you was up here. Yo, State, why you bitching? Yo, State. He let Evan Fournier rock. He benched him because Evan Fournier just would not play no defense, bro. Like, at all.
Oh, no. Man, fuck Fournier. I already know.
No, but he didn't play no defense.
None.
And he was not aggressive.
None. And he was, and he couldn't hit a fucking shot on the offensive end either.
Absolutely not. So
if you're not going to play no defense for Tibbs, at least hit your fucking shots.
Yo, Alec Burks, if I'm you,
better start hitting your shots.
You better start hitting your shots because Tibbs will, and this is why I say, okay, Tibbs, I could give you some rope. Tibbs will play Deuce McBride over your ass. He showed me over the course of the past couple of games. He's doing it a little bit. But Billy, I don't know if you could attest to this, but you could kind of see Tibbs trying to like, I know you the vet, so I'm going to let you lose this because you lost it. Because you can see Tibbs pulling Deuce out when Deuce is playing well for Burks. And it's like, why is Burks playing? But it's like, okay, I understand.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah. I'm out of here, young blood.
Yeah, man. I'm out of here too, man.
Peace to the room. I probably won't even do a fucking space tomorrow. I lied. I might do one. Shout out to you, man. Be careful, bro.
Hold up, man. Lombre, I tweeted it. So for everyone that's still up, because I know nobody gave a fuck about that whole Nick shit, Lombre, man, you're a good friend. You're a good friend, but circumstances have been brought.
Yo, that was a grimy-ass thing you just did. That was funny as fuck, though.
Hey, we out of here, baby.
Because guess what? Our dancer was about to talk about that bitch-ass D's and that bucket hat went to sleep.
I tried my best, y'all. I got diplomatic immunity or some shit. I'm trying.
Yeah, D's, man. I'm going to let you live. I ain't going to lie. I'm going to let you live. What I'm going to say to you is you're going to have to pander to a lot of the Knicks community for the rest of the year. Because wearing Bulls gear, you could kind of get by. Because Jordan's the GOAT. So anything that he say to us, we could kind of let him live because he's my age. Like, he's around my age, so I can respect it. I can't, like, go
over. Is Naima still up? Naima, are you still up? Are you asleep? Melly, are you up or are you asleep?
She's snoring. They
snoring. Nah, they snoring. They snoring. I appreciate it, though, that they go to sleep to listening to us. I did that the other night. I was listening to D-Space.
Shout out to the jury, man. Naima was part of the jury. Bethany was part of the jury. Melly. Who else? There was Nikki. Skills. I'm missing a girl. Riri. Then you had Brutus out here playing captain. Save a motherfucker. Like how I'm trying to do.
Yo, I'm going to tell y'all right now, sweet. Too. And I hope Billy follow this in deep. Yo, when females start coming up here and they start feeling real comfortable, they automatically get a co-host. Like, automatically. Absolutely. It doesn't matter whose space it is. It doesn't matter who's the host. It doesn't matter who, if you got two hosts.
You see who co-hosts my fucking After Dark Spaces?
No. Billy, I'm following you. If you don't think I'm watching, I'm watching very closely.
Hey, Nikki came up to test against the mayor. Naima came up for the first time. She settled the crowd with her voice. Bethany was about to come up because, again, the mayor was saying some shit that the jury was not agreeing to.
Brutus was asleep.
Yeah, so.
I told y'all in the chat, you're talking about making him a judge. I said, shit. After 11 o'clock, the motherfucker narcoleptic.
Anyway, Lombre, I'm on your ass, man. We might have to go to court together.
Damn, we're going to court tomorrow? Oh, that's tough. I'm out, man. Y'all holler at y'all.
Yo, I'm going to holler at y'all, man. It's your boy State, man. I appreciate everybody tuning in, man. Naima, all of you guys, man. My God, D. Everybody, man. Y'all is greatly appreciated. Once again, we took my guy to court earlier. But that's my guy, though. I don't want y'all to think, like, I'm trying to clown Brody or, you know, trying to put Brody's name in a bad light or this, that, and the third. Like, that's trash. What I'm actually doing, I'm bigging up, bro, and I'm making sure, bro, take this and run with it. Because a lot of people is talking about bro right now, and I wish somebody had did this for me when I was coming up. Because I know Philly and Nick Space, I know what they trying to do and Cassius. So, you know, shout out to my guy D. I'm glad I met D in person because D really put it in perspective for me when he came to my mom's crib and actually talked to me in person and we was just having a genuine conversation. And, you know, everybody, you know, we don't all think the same, but we got to take this shit like family, bro. And I don't want people to think like I'm clowning Smooth. Like, that's the most corniest shit. I know Smooth going to get mad. He's going to get mad. He's going to get mad because we bomb, man. It's cool. No problem. Because I'm going to get mad, too. If Smooth is better than me. Because if it was me, D, no, don't let State up, bro. He's going to fuck up the space. He's going to fuck up the space, bro. Because State going to be like, yo, why y'all niggas talking about me, bro? Why y'all, Smooth took it better than me. Smooth is a good man. I actually applaud him right now. No cap. And I'm lighting my blunt right now. I actually applaud him. He's way better than me. He has way more emotional behavior than I do. This is why, like, you gotta love the Knicks community right now, man. Because we know our limits now. Like, even tonight, like, I told D, yo, D, don't let me up, man. I know I'm in the spot right now. Don't let me up, bro. Because I know I'm going to talk some bullshit. I know it. Because I'm sourced. And D respected it. He just left me there. And I didn't feel no type of way. And I don't want y'all to feel any type of way when we talk about any one of y'all. Like, even my guy Avon, Coke, Butter Cheese. My guy said Quentin Grimes was Brandon Roy. Like, shit like that. Like, I don't want to get in too deep into it. But I love all of you Knicks fans, man. We say crazy shit, and I agree with y'all, man. I just want y'all to know, like, y'all can always come up to my platform and talk, man. Me and D, and even Charlotte. Shout-outs to Charlotte. Love Charlotte. We have a difference of opinion. Yes, I want her to still do a post-game. I'm going to still do my post-game. I'm consistent with it. I'm doing the post-game almost every time. You get what I'm saying? She want to do what she do. I want to do what I do. But I still respect her gangster. I love everybody. I want everybody to eat. Today was a good day, man. Y'all make me laugh, man. I'ma holler at y'all, man. It's your boy State, man. I should play some music to get out of here in D order. Matter of fact, you know what? Shout out to D. I am going to play some music. And you know what I'm going to play? I'm going to play, since D likes to play music that panders to everybody or speaks about the situation, I'm going to play a song that a lot of people know or probably don't know. But it's a song that probably resonates right now with what we all got going on. And me personally, I think this song is the perfect goodnight song for everybody. So with that said, hold on. So, with that said, appreciate you Knicks fans again. Appreciate everybody. And I'm going to holler at y'all, man. It's your boy State, man. Shout out to D, man. D, you got something good going on, man. Appreciate you, brother. Appreciate you. And now I want to submit report. See, I try to do something good. Can't never let me be great, man. This is why I'm be talking. Yo, it hurts, bro. It hurts, bro. Like, my shit is, whatever. But y'all have a blessed night. And I appreciate y'all, man. Once again. But I don't know. My internet wanna act like a Gerber child. Good night.
This space was downloaded via spacesdown.com. Visit to download your spaces today.